Sophie Gallagher. Just give me the usual name and position, please.
Keith Brown, Minister for Transport.
That's good. I come through loud and clear. Thank you very much, Keith. So this morning, another visit to the A9 this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening today?
Well, it's part of the continuing progress to have this route, the spinal route in Scotland, wholly dualled by 2025. So today it's the ground investigation works which are necessary at this location. Real challenges here, geologically, in terms of how close the railway is to the road, and also local interest, the aesthetic impact of the dualling that we intend to do, are all very important. Makes this a difficult part of the A9 to dual, but this is part of the process.
And of course, when you come along and you see work like this taking place, it makes it all a bit more real that this is actually going to happen. We're actually going to see the A9 dualled.
Well, I think that's a very important point. People tend to look and they see, you know, high visibility jackets on site, they know something's happening there. It's not construction yet, that will take a bit further. We'll start to see construction next year on different sections of the A9. This location here will take some time yet, but I think you're right, it does encourage people to think that this is going to happen at last.
And of course you've had now numerous visits to the A9 as well. In terms of the timeline of events, very much on track at this time?
Well, that's right, it's actually quite a tight timescale to make sure that we can dual that entire 80 miles of road which have to be dualled by 2025, all the different processes. There's 12 different sections of it to be done. They all have to go through inquiries, they all have to go through consultations, ground investigation work. So, yeah, it's a continuous process, but it is our intention to make sure this is done by 2025.
And of course, this is all about making the roads safer. Another step in the interim is these average speed cameras. Work begins on those today as well. Do you think they will make that impact?
Yes, the evidence shows that it does. And say, for example, the M77, two less fatalities a year. Now, taking aside the personal tragedy and the knock-on effect for families, that also saves around £2 million for every fatal accident that we don't have. But crucially, it saves lives. And we've seen this in the evidence we've had from around the world, so it's very important that we take these measures to make the road safe whilst we're in the process of making sure it's dualled.
And of course, there has been some objection to the speed cameras being installed, but overall, from where you're coming from, it's for safety.
Yes, and people I talk to, I mean, I travel up the A9, it seems to be every week these days, and certainly people that feel worried about the road are encouraged by the fact that the speed cameras will help to control speed. And also with the simultaneous increase in the speed limit for HGVs up to 50 miles an hour, it should take away some of that frustration which drivers also feel, and that again will add to safety on this this vital road.
Okay, Adam Mayor.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.